domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is Punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Hello.
It's another Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And over the next, probably about an hour or so,
more than likely,
we're going to be entertaining you in ways that haven't even been reserved for babies and cats. I've had a great week this week again.
Yeah?
I've had a great week, yeah.
Quite a boozy week.
And we've had a load of comments that we'll be getting stuck into shortly. We've got another load of great music for you. Ah, scary music! Scary music. We've got scary music for you. If you're tuning in for the first time, we're 1 year, 1 week old. Where have you fucking been?
Goodness. Show 53. Who knows?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean? I know it probably means 53rd show, but we don't really work like that, do we?
Not at all.
No. So, this week, in keeping with the show, we've got music from Scotland, Norway, London, but some foreign fella from London, Mansfield.
Yes.
And first up, the good old US of A.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting because it's now five songs.
It's now five songs, mate.
Of course,
yeah.
It is.
We're now five songs. Who knows? We might go to six.
Nah.
We had an email through from someone saying, can you go back to three? I only tune in for the chat.
I'm wrong.
which is nice, but we are trying to get the music going. So let's kick off, shall we? Let's kick off. This is what this one's come through from our friend Brett, Tall Man PR.
Yeah.
We'll get him back on our MySpace page this week. This is from a band called The Loose Screws. It's from their latest album, Have Another Brew. It's got a bit of Gold Blade about it.
Oh, right, nice.
It's from the States, but you'll hear why. They look like, I'm going to show you the picture, Tone. You wouldn't mess about with those, would you?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
The I Loose wouldn't suckle their curtains.
No, The Loose Screws mean it.
She's quite nice, though.
They don't have curtains, they just eat rocks. They eat rocks and live in the streets, The Loose Screws. They're tough. And as if to prove it, here's the title track from their album. This is called When the Going Gets Tough. Now, when I saw the title, I thought, this can't be a cover of what I think it is.
No.
It's not.
No. Thank the Lord.
It's great, though. Check this out.
Yeah!
I'm such a smacktard.
You stanky little chuff.
I'm such a smacktard.
It's still a great song, though.
And I haven't started the thing I was supposed to have been starting, because I put... Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, you're going to send me right to Fishtown.
I'm already there, mate. I was supposed to play When the Going Gets Tough, then, but any Loose Screws fans amongst you will know that I, in fact, played track 10 off the new album for no apparent reason, called Somebody Else's Problem Now. Fortunately, still a winner.
Great song there,
still a winner. Well done, the Loose Screws. Now then, Tony, thing is, though, can you guess the Loose Screws website?
Is it loosescrews.com?
Sorry, man. It's the Loose Screws with a K dot CJB dot net. Admittedly, a tough one to kick off with this week.
Fell at the first hurdle.
Yeah, but it was tough, wasn't it? It was tough.
It
this
was
week.
Tough. Yeah.
But yeah, that and it should have been When the Going Gets Tough, which would have been nicely linked on there. But instead, I played entirely the wrong song. But this being punky, we can't be bothered to do it again.
No, well, it's, yeah.
It's
it was
a great song,
but I think that's a great song, and it fitted.
Next time we play the Loose Screws, what we'll do is, I'll say, and now here is Somebody Else's Problem Now, and we'll play When the Going Gets Tough.
Yeah.
Sound like a deal?
For all the long time listeners, they'll go, ha ha ha.
Right.
Like that.
I would like to take this opportunity right now.
Yes.
To welcome our listeners on Hussy Skunk.
And
Wicked Radio. Welcome.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Hello.
I never thought we'd say that in the heart of Sherwood Forest.
Wow, this internet thing's great, isn't it?
This internet thing's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's marvellous.
Don't funny things happen?
Isn't it?
Someone might even be paying us some money this week.
Who knows?
Who'd have thought? Right, let's get stuck into some comments then. We're going to start off with our MySpace latest comments.
Yep.
Our MySpace profile is myspace.com/punkyradio. If you're on MySpace and you haven't added us already... Why not? Don't take long. Be a bit of a laugh. It's not a particularly great way to get anything important through to us.
No.
But if you've just got something funny to say, it's perfect. So here go. Now, we normally do the top five, but I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 7. Just because we had a load of comments, because it's a new month and
yeah. You
always get a load of comments.
And it was our birthday last week.
So here goes. And the first one is from... Do you remember a couple of weeks back we did a Motor Sound special?
Yes.
Well, Andy from Motor Sounds posted this message on our MySpace. Hi lads, thanks for playing our tunes on your show, it's fantastic. The feedback I've been getting is all great.
Excellent.
Brilliant news, I'm really pleased, because when we set out to do this show,
yep. We
set out to raise the profile of people who we felt their profiles needed raising.
Yeah.
Because we like their music. And there you go.
And we're uniting fans and bands across the lands.
Across the lands, yeah. And they just seem to be chatting to each other.
Yes.
Gooper fucking Gooper, thanks for adding me, Paul. I've been listening to your guys' podcast for your last two shows, and you guys are better than sex on a Sunday. Keep up the fucking grand work. Oi! And Paul, just so you don't feel lonely, I fucking love you, man. Now Tony's kitten blood boy, don't get all the girls, see? Ha! Don't be going all emo now, Tony. I don't totally hate you. Ha! I don't fucking hate you at all, you sorry ass wiper. Love you both, now go back to work and keep me fucking laughing, Megs.
What a jitbag.
That means absolutely nothing to me.
I don't understand it.
Although, this one does. Thanks for the ad, piss mops. You guys rock my socks. I can't get enough of your show. I'm a punky junkie. Keep it up. That's from Devil Doll. Thank
punky
you, Devil
junkie.
Doll.
I like that.
This one I quite like. This is from Acoustic Spider Monkey. Hey, you bloody British bastards. Keep playing punk, twat.
Thanks. I like it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now, this one's from Bev. Right, next one's from Bev. Now,
right.
Bev...
Yep.
Is one of Hertfordshire's premier hairstylists.
Okay.
And I met her at a gig, her and a lad who's a psychobilly.
Mm.
Me and him started talking, then me and her started talking. Turns out she's got a MySpace and she's got an iPod. Next thing you know, punky junkie, right? Here we go. How fucking rude am I? I mean, you left me a lovely birthday message, which I did. Because, yeah, that's right, you lot. Paulie B is a softie, really.
Yeah. No, he's not.
I am. And here I am late, a whole fucking day late with my congratulations. Well, anyway, here goes. Happy birthday to you, Squash Tomatoes and Stew. Love, Bev, and still listening to you nutters. Of course you are, Bev. What Bev also gave away in a previous message is that there are naked pictures of her on the internet somewhere. We're going to try and track them down.
Excellent.
Here we go. First one from Wisconsin this evening. Thank you guys so much for commenting our band page. You made our day. I've got a word of the week. Shart. It's when you try to fart, but you get little skid marks on your shorts. Gooper Gooper. We all love your show here in Wisconsin, USA. Now, the only thing is that... And I can't remember the name of their band. Basement...
Out of the Basement something?
Out of the Basement something or other.
Yeah.
They're in our MySpace. You just go on our page, you'll find them. But we can't use it as a word of the week. Shart. It's good.
Right.
But it's already used by Total Talk Nonsense quite a lot. It must be in normal uses. They're in Wisconsin, Total Talk Nonsense, the next state down, Illinois.
Right.
It's obviously in the public domain, so it doesn't count. We'll probably say it a bit. Thank you. Anyway. Oh, in fact, that isn't from them. That's from this other fellow whose name I can't remember either. This one's from Out of the Basement Productions. Gooper, Gooper, we love your show. Thank you guys so much for commenting on MySpace. No problem. We fucking love your show. Too bad we live all the way in Wisconsin, USA, and we'll probably never get to meet you. Consider Madison, Wisconsin, when you go on the road next year. It's a great town. Sincerely, Out of the Basement Productions. But do you know what?
What's that?
I've got hammered in Madison before.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. I was at college in Waukesha, Wisconsin. In 1990, and I know, and we went over to I went over to Madison because I'd met this girl called Sheila in a YWCA in Siena in Italy. Long story.
Okay.
Right, and she said, if you're ever in Wisconsin, come over and we'll take you out on the beer. So me and my mate Graham went over from Waukesha to Madison and had a fucking great night out in Madison, Wisconsin. It is a brilliant place.
Yeah.
George Thorogood even wrote a song about it. It's the Madison Blues. Oh yeah, fucking great place, and it's got a real German feel to it.
All right,
it's the one. It's got all the big beer halls, and they don't just have normal barbecues. They have beer and brats, and you go out and you drink seriously and properly. And it's one of these a massive college town where when the students aren't there, there's about 48 people live there. Mm. When the students are there, there's about 120,000. It's brilliant. Anyway, thank you very much for those. Right, you've got Podcast Alley.
I've got Podcast Alley comments. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. We still need more.
Yeah,
but if you haven't voted, please do vote. If you go to punkerader.com at the top, there is an important link. Please read. Click on that. If you enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if you do so wish, you'll vote for us at Podcast Alley.
And a vote for us is a vote for truth, justice,
and justice.
And the Sherwood Forest
the
way.
The punky way.
Yeah. Not like those fuckers.
We're number three this month, but everyone's...
We'll go down because of the proxy bastards.
Everyone's proxying.
I know.
Okay, top five comments this week from Podcast Alley. Punk you! Thanks for the great show, dudes, and showing some props for mine every month on the independent stream. My overnights are filled with punk greatness and two dudes I'd want to have a beer with. From Gary Holdsteady.
He makes the independent stream.
Right.
I've got earache.
I have a little
bit. It's just happened.
Okay.
I'm going to turn our headphones down a bit.
Oh, do it. That's much better. Downloading the new episode and voting at the same time. Who says men can multitask? Seems the video game wankers are still fixing the votes.
Yes, they are.
Cheers, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
He was obviously Daniel the pirate dude.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Slap a hoe! Oh, God! Basically, Paul and Tony are the chillest people ever.
Chill, man.
Fucking piss mops. I love you two. I had never heard of you douche nozzles until about a month ago. And guess what, fucktards? I'm fucking addicted to you shit wipes.
Thanks.
Keep up this chill tunes and dirty language. I'd eat you alive.
Blimey.
That's brought this away Croach up a little bit.
Yes, it has.
Another one. New month, same old vote. Proxy 88106666611. Vote number 110 from Poet 666.
I think that's great because that's just taking the piss out of the proxy voters.
Proxy proxies.
Well done, we like that, Poet 666.
Word of the week from India. I love voting for Punky, as I encourage other lazy ass fuckers that listen to the Dicton show to do so. So anyway, this is from Sid in India. Again! You mentioned my Khan on a previous show. Thanks for that. He's a special case, so it meant a lot. But I have a word of the week. And then it cuts off.
And then it cuts off, yeah.
You see?
No, so we need the full thing, Sid.
Proof positive that you shouldn't post anything really long on Podcast Alley because it cuts off.
Keep it sweet on Podcast Alley and remember to vote. And then if you've got a longer message or word of the week, paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Yep.
Or tony@punkyradio.com.
Yep. If you go to punkyradio.com, our email addresses are on there.
Yeah.
And our profile pages.
If you're cool, contact me.
Ourselves. If you're not so cool and fancy a chat, as long as you're not under 16 and girls from Canada, you can email me. tony@punkyradio.com. That's the Podcast Alley comments.
Right. In that case, then, I ought to remember what I'm doing here. Emails and messages.
Yes.
This is the best way to get something through to us in detail, and that is to get in touch with me, paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com. First one is from Elliot from Wrexham.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Now, Hello, you cool mofos. My name's Elliot, and I love Punky. Your chats and anecdotes make me laugh so hard. I think you deserve to be top of the podcast charts, so do we.
So do we.
The music isn't what I call my cup of tea, but yet listening to you say Kinblurred is worth it. You may be sad to know that I'm half punk, half emo. I listen to both music, and I wear the tops of emos, e.g. stripy tees, but everything else is punker. I'm not offended by you saying Kinblurred. It makes me laugh, so I guess there is more punk in me than emo. He's Welsh as well. Have you got any English in you? Rock on! Tony, you are a basket case, and you need to shape up, or no wonder people take the piss. But you're a great laugh anyway. Paul, you are a natural-born leader, and if anybody should be Prime Minister, it should be you. And Tony could be your assistant. I'm thinking of, like, Sebastian of Little Britain.
Not to the brown hole.
I'm quite worried about most of your listeners. They all seem to start their messages with something like, hello, you cunting piss mops, or Gooper Gooper, your show is fucking awesome. Which it is, by the way.
Yeah.
What does Gooper Gooper mean? I only came in when Kinblurred was first invented. I'm looking forward to the next episode. I hope your listeners tone down their language. OK, see you later, you spunk-craving cock whores. Elliot from Wrexham. Now, this one. You know, last week, the people that came up with Word of the Week, Laura Ashley.
Yeah.
And a friend.
Yeah.
And I said that they were Carnarvonan.
Yeah.
They're not.
Oh.
Listen to this. I, sir, am not a Carnarvonan. I come from Tennessee. Kittenbloods aren't in abundance, but rednecks sure are. Mark, the guy who came up with fag buttons, isn't Carnarvonan either. Next time, you wankers, better get it right. Cheers, the Laura Ashley from Tennessee. Now I'm going to say it again in her accent.
All right.
Ah, sir, I'm not a Carnarvonan. I come Tennessee. Kitten bloods ain't in abundance, but rednecks sure are. Mark, the guy who came up with fag buttons, isn't Carnarvonan either. Next time, you wankers, better get it right. Cheers, Laura Ashley from Tennessee.
Ah, nice.
And last up, this one's for you, really, Tone.
Okay.
This has come from George, right? Paul, I'm on holiday in the UK at the moment. And last week, my girlfriend dumped me over the phone from 20,000 miles away. So I'm going to tell this story. She told me not to. Whilst listening to Punky on... This is what she said. Like, whilst listening to Punky on my iPod one day, she very randomly opens her mouth and says, I'd fuck Tony. He sounds nice, caring, thoughtful and gentle. My reply, yeah, he does sound like Kinblurred, emo kid. She is 14, Tony. If you want her email, just ask.
No, you're all right. Jesus. Can I take back the... Yes!
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Next song.
I'm off to slow-mo pogo.
Next song. This is fantastic, right, this next song. Wah! 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 This is brilliant, right? Band, I still haven't found out whether they're called the Hedrons or the Hedrons.
All right, okay.
But their record company sent me this through for our other show, our proper show.
Yeah.
And when I played it, I thought, there's really too much swearing on there for our proper show. So I got back in touch with them and said, look, I really like the song. I'd like to podcast it. Can you find out whether we can get the rights to do it, etc.?
Yeah.
And, yeah, fine. I said, while you're there, I don't suppose you've got a radio edit of the song, have you? Because I really like it. I'd like to play it on the proper radio show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, we'll see what we can do. 3 days later, we get a radio edit through the post. So I thought, it's only right to play the radio edit on the show and the proper... unedited version.
Nice.
On the podcast.
Because you're always looking.
Always looking. Now, here we go, Tone.
Okay.
Working on the basis, I think they're probably called the Hedrons.
Yep.
The song's called Be My Friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can you guess their website, though?
Thehedrons.co.uk?
No, thehedrons.com! Oh, you were so close that time.
God.
So close.
Oh, what a quim.
This is Be My Friend. Nice. I like that. I like that. That is the Hedrons, I believe, or the Hedrons. Apologies, I don't know how to say your name, but I think you're really good. Yeah, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you find out more about it, thehedrons.com. All the bands that are on this week should make it onto our MySpace top 24 if I can find them in amongst our few fucking piles of friends.
Yeah.
Which is not, I don't mean that like we're really great.
No,
I just mean it's built
no,
up.
It's no small feat.
It takes quite a long time, as you discovered when I was away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I've done? I've slavishly, I'm up to page 40, but I've slavishly been through it and written down all the names of bands we play on the show and what page they're on. Right. So I can find it a bit quicker.
Doesn't it change though?
Yes. It's already out of date. But no, it only changes at the end of them, because as different people get added, it just kind of knocks them forward or back a little bit.
Because I know it's a bit boring, but I thought the list of friends was when they exist from when they created their MySpace account. So if you add somebody who's had a MySpace account quite a while,
goes forward. I don't know.
Oh.
Winds me up anyway. Right. It's time for Poetry Corner.
Okay, it's been a while.
We didn't have a Poetry Corner last week, did we?
No.
We didn't have a Poetry Corner.
But the show was just sheer poetry anyway.
It was, yeah. It was, yeah. you're absolutely right, of course.
Of course.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
So, if you want to write a poem for Punky, and it can be to do with the show or any poem you want, we've read out all sorts. We did haikus and Japanese accent, the last ones.
Yes, you did.
Which Total Talk Nonsense noticed. Thank you for that, Total Talk Nonsense.
Yep.
But this one is great. Now, this has come through from Jeff, right? I'm just going to... Now, you do need to have been listening to the show for quite a long time to fully understand what this is all about, but I will explain as best I can, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it says, Dear Paul, here is my poem. It is titled An Ode to Joe and Punky Radio.
Okay.
Here we go. You don't know me, for I am Jeff, Amber's friend. It's an ode to Joe and Punky Radio. So this poem I have penned. Tony and Paul, I am the guy who said that Joe sounded brunette. Her naughty foul mouth saying cunt is as hot as it can get. I think it was Tony who said that Joe was a slut. Please tell me that she has small breasts and a really nice butt. Yes, this is crude. Yes, I am very crass. I want to stick my tongue in Joe's lovely ass. For Punky Radio, I don't know what makes this poem punk. I just love to listen to punk rock, masturbate and get drunk. You'd like him. When will Joe be on your show? You should bring her the next time that you come to Chicago. I may sound like a stalker, but really I'm just a freak with an enormous penis who wants to hear Joe shriek. There's nothing sexier than a brunette punk rock chick. So many words to rhyme, you take your pick. Your show is cool and you guys are really fun. Now it's time to get drunk, so this poem is done. Later, Jeff.
Right.
Jeff is mate with Amberance.
Yeah.
Right. Who we met. And I got an email from Amberance just after this poem came through. Right. That said, the best part about this poem was Jeff reading it to me this morning and saying, what do you think? I try not to make it too vulgar. A silver medal try, I think. No. Wonderful show today. I'm digging the five songs. Thank you very much, Amber and Jeff.
Joe wouldn't find that vulgar at all, though.
I forwarded this to Jo immediately, and she found it very funny.
Yeah.
And said, how did he know that I was brunette, had small breasts and a nice bum?
I told him.
Well, yeah, but that's a lie.
That is, you're right.
She's blonde, she's got a horrible ass, but enormous knockers.
Huge! Anyway.
Right, can you just talk for a bit about something?
Yeah, today I updated the Punk Radio site. I added all our photos from our birthday bash last week, which was on Thursday. We went to see Riot Squad. We're getting that out.
You've added all of our photos.
All of the photos on there from the night. So please check those out.
There's loads of them.
There's tons. Because we thought it was really important to take as many photos as we can
and not
get too drunk.
Yes, we really did. We wanted our listeners to know exactly how much fun we were having. So we've taken a whole compendium, a whole album.
Yes.
Of photos.
Rather than drink. Anyway.
Alright, cool. Now then, I'm very pleased about this. We've got Ruby Bresnup. She's featured on the show a couple of times.
Yep.
And she's agreed once a month to do As Clito Going Brito, an astrological horoscope.
Mm-hmm.
And this month it's August. Now there is an additional video on Ruby's page and on our MySpace page.
Yep, I updated it this week.
Which is about 5 minutes long and concerns the word whore from Air Out My Shorts. Because we said, let us know when it's your birthday, we'll pass it on to Clito and see if she can come up with something.
Yeah.
And the word whore was the only one that did. So make sure for September, if it's your birthday in September, make sure you email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I will pass the information on to Ruby Bresnut so she can tell Clitto. Are we ready for this?
I don't think so.
I'm turning the music down.
Okay.
She is a trifle eccentric, I think would be the best way to describe this.
Yes.
All right, fucking nuts.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Ruby Bresnut here, a.k.a.
Clitto, the non-clairvoyant going Britto! For the Punky Ratio Show, of course, with Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearns. Oh, yes, this is the month of Leo, and we're going to do your astrology horoscope! Yes! It takes place in your solar first house of self, outer personality, appearance, and vitality, and self-assertion. And then this new moon, Leo, because it takes place in your sign, it's time to celebrate your existence. You are encouraged to honor your strength, embrace your talents, express your creativity, enjoy life. Don't smoke too much pot, but if you do, please pass it along to me. Oh, yes, you are likely to have a strong sense of self to draw on now. You're going to change partners, and if not, you're going to be tired of your old relationship, and you're going to want a new intimate relationship. Oh, it's so rubbish, of course. Now, the focus now is shifting from the healing effects of acceptance. Why? Because the current new moon cycle is very important, because it acts as a bridge of this transaction. The coming energy, Saturn-Neptune, begins in August 2006 and lasts until June of 2007. Oh, yes! This is Clitto going Britto for the astrology of the month of August.
Well, I think that's just made everything perfectly clear.
I think that's covered it.
I think it has, yeah. Thank you so much. She spends so much time doing it as well.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. There'll be more from her in September. Right, I think we ought to get on with the next song straight away, mate.
Definitely.
Straight away. And do you know what this show's been missing?
What's that?
Spacey Garage Punk from Norway.
Yeah, that took my tongue. Yeah, you're right.
It has, doesn't it? Yeah. And who better to provide that for us than Nickaby Lufthaven?
Exactly.
I'm going to ask you, not for the website, but to spell Nickaby Lufthaven in Norwegian.
N-I-C?
Yeah.
C?
No. Go on, keep
K?
Going.
K?
Yeah.
E?
No.
A?
No.
O?
No, there's another kicking K.
K?
Yeah.
O?
No.
E?
Yeah.
R?
No.
A?
No.
O?
No.
U?
It's one after eight.
B?
Yeah, you've got to Nickeb. You're doing well.
I?
No.
E?
No.
B? A?
I'm gonna say the same thing again. Nickaby Lufthaven.
Nick.
Or in fact, in Norwegian, Nickaboo Lufthaven. Yeah. Why? Yeah. So you got the Nickaby. Right. Lufthaven.
L.
Yep.
U.
Yep.
F.
Yep.
F.
No.
T.
Yep.
H.
Yep.
A.
Yep.
U.
No.
F.
No. Lufthaven.
V.
Yep.
E.
No.
A.
No.
O.
No. You can leave out a vowel here, mate. Two consonants next to each other.
V?
No, we just have V.
Okay. U?
Two consonants next to each other, yes, and you come in with a fucking U. Lufthaven.
Dude, this is why we're three in the top podcast, aren't we? E?
Fucking hell.
W?
N, you spaz!
Oh, it's just one letter, was it? Oh,
Lufthaven. Right. Nickaby Lufthaven. Right, their MySpace is myspace.com/Nickaby Lufthaven. That's why I got you to spell it out, so people can find it. They will be in our top 24 as well. This is how I'm feeling right now. This is shit in my life.
I'm
There was me talking again.
Oh, yeah, we've got to do the show.
Oh, yeah, that show thing.
Hi.
Oh, goodness sake.
What a pair of gummy twats.
What a pair of gummy twats. This show's falling apart this week. If you are listening for the first time, it is normally as bad as this.
Yeah.
I would like to make that quite clear. Right then, that was Nickaby Lufthavn and Shit in My Life. And it's from their album, Babes in Space. Buy it. It's really good.
Excellent.
It's really good. Right then, Toe, you're going to do Is a Twat, if I'm not mistaken.
I am. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and your justification for why there should be a twat. I'm running short of a few, so if you do have one and you've been meaning to email it in, please email it in. This one comes from Nancy Garland. I got it a few weeks ago.
Thank you, Nancy.
I forgot about it. And it's almost a case of a judgmental, because...
Really?
Yeah, you'll see what I mean, okay. Whether or not it should be in as a twat.
Right. Oh, excuse me.
Okay, here we go. Hi, I'm a new listener to Punky, and a septic also. I don't know if that's spelt right. It was. And I love your podcast, Fucking Brains Out. And for the word of the week, I like Shaghag.
Mm. Fair enough, yeah. It's a good one, yeah. She's a right Shaghag.
Anyway, so, it all started when my friend left his iPod over at my house, and he is a Punky freak. He loves it. And was always telling me about it.
Always telling you about it.
And so I was looking through his iPod, and I saw Punky Radio. And I thought, what the hell? I can try a little bit. So I tried it, and I loved it. And no shit, I listened to you guys for an entire 18 hours. And had to go to school. So I got dressed, and I went to school listening to you wankers. So an hour into school, my teacher, Mr. Harkness, a.k.a. Comb Over Prick, saw that I was listening to you guys and laughing my ass off, so he took away my friend's iPod.
Oh,
that put me in Fishtown, and he started to listen to you guys and was laughing his ass off for the rest of the day, and that really pissed me off and put me deeper into Fishtown. He said he would give it back after he was done with all the Punky shows, and my friend has about 20-30 weeks of shows on there, so I had to get it back from him the next day. He looked really tired, and when I asked him for my friend's iPod back, he said he was up the entire night listening to you guys, and the entire time he was calling me names straight from the Punky Dictionary. So all in all, sorry for the very long letter, but I want to nominate Mr. Harkness, a.k.a. Comb Over Prick, for Is a Twat. Now, is he a twat?
Because,
you know, that's a new listener.
It's a new listener.
But then, so's she.
Yeah.
So...
I think we're going to have to just...
I'm going
to
give it a...
You've got to,
not
yeah.
in that way.
I would hope not.
So, you ready?
Hang on. Ooh. Where are we? Right then.
So,
right, go for it.
Mr. Harkness from Utah, USA...
Is a twat!
But thanks for listening.
Yeah, and I've just headbutted the mic again.
Oh, dear.
Right then. It's time for judgmental.
Right then.
Now, oh, blimey, that sounded like a sound file.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I knew.
It's my soundboard.
It didn't sound that much like a pirate or anything. I just got a bit confused. So, listen, right. Judgmental. This is a kind of... I need to give you some background to how this happened. Judgmental. Someone accused me of being judgmental.
Yeah.
And me being me, I split it up into two words and self-proclaimed judgmental. Mm-hmm. Then I thought, if I'm going to be judgmental, if I'm going to do a character,
yeah.
I'm going to have to slip it into character. I'm going to have to get into alpha.
Yeah.
Like Ruby when she's Clito going Brito.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to do it. And then we went to Canada, me and the Prophet Mrs. Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought some cinnamon gum from a service station. And we get back on the road and she has some cinnamon gum. And she hands me a piece of cinnamon gum. And I start, and she said, "What do you think of the cinnamon gum?" And it had only been in my mouth about 5 seconds. And it was so chubby, it made of a talk of funny. Right, and she was just pissing herself at it. And I was going, clearly, the only way I can get into character as judgmental is to eat some cinnamon gum.
Right.
So I've got the cinnamon gum with me.
Brilliant.
What I'm going to do, judgmental's got his own theme. If you do have anything that you think needs judging, it can be anything at all. It can be a relationship problem, or it can be work-related, or it can just be something that's been getting on your nerves for ages, like, is a Jaffa cake a cake or a biscuit? What I'm going to do, I'm going to eat the cinnamon gum, or I'm going to chew it, because, as explained, if you swallow chewing gum, it acts as a trampoline, stretches out your neck, acts as a trampoline, and you can never swallow another pea.
No.
Because they just bounce off
straight
it.
Out.
And bounce straight out your mouth again.
Yeah.
So, I will chew the cinnamon gum. It's only going to take a few seconds.
All right.
In those few seconds, the judgmental music will go on. I'll slip into alpha. And this week, I will give you the reply, because I'm going to read out the Dear Judgmental.
All right.
And then I'm going to get into character. So, bear with me. This is the first time that I've ever got into character
quite
properly.
Excited.
I'm quite excited because it's a great one. It's come through from Jeff Ugly Shoes, who's a good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we might be playing one of his songs now, one of his tunes now. So here goes. Dear Judgmental, I have an interesting phenomenon that needs to be judged. Recently, we had a rather cool metal stroke punk band at the Princess, the theatre that they run in Columbus, Mississippi.
Yep.
Instead of a proper mosh pit, a bunch of kids started acting like they were fighting invisible ninjas. At first, I rushed to the dance floor, being the bouncer, to stop what I thought was two kids fighting, but they were 6 feet apart. Then lots of others joined in. They acted like they were fighting, but there was nobody there. Is this a new fad? Is the pogo gone for good? Being an old bastard, I was hoping for a re-emergence. Is this some kind of straight-edge bullshit perpetuated by a bunch of pussies who couldn't hold their own in a real fight? What should I do about this crap? Or am I just too old and creepy for the music scene now? Thanks, Jeff Ugly Shoes. Thanks for your help. So here goes.
Okay.
The gum is in the mouth now. The gum is in the mouth. And hopefully... Oh, the cinnamon gum is out. The cinnamon gum. Oh, I'm getting it. The cinnamon gum is making me... It's making me talk funny. So the kids are dancing 6 feet apart and acting like a ninjas, eh? I can only blame Sophie Ellis Bextor. Sophie Ellis Bextor, because she warned them all that it was murder on the dance floor. And she talks like a me, by the way. And now no one will get within enough slice of one another and cut the concealed weapons. It's a sad state of affairs, so sad in fact that it's making me talk of funny! Well, that's about the size of it.
Right.
The gum's out. The gum's out. I've no idea what happened. Was that an all right explanation there?
I think you covered all bases.
Yeah, did it?
Yeah.
So, if you think Judgmental is worth another go, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I really don't enjoy the cinnamon gum because it does make me talk funny. But if you would like to hear some more of Judgmental, make sure that you give him something to judge.
I'd like... Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, I'd like to hear a few more problems solved by Judgmental.
Let's see. I reckon Judgmental can probably sort a few things out, but only under the influence of cinnamon gum.
Right.
That's the thing.
Is that a new sponsor?
It's worth trying, actually. Well, no, because I haven't said the brand name. If you find some cinnamon gum, I strongly recommend you put it in your mouth, because as soon as you do, you're like, oh, it's all sharp. It makes you talk funny. It really does as well. I'm not fucking joking about that. So, anyway, next song.
Yes.
Right. And this is a classic MySpace triumph, right?
Mm-hmm.
Found this bloke on someone else's page. Listened to it. Absolutely loved it. It's D66. Now, D66 is a geezer from London town who's also D77. I'm not going to explain the differences.
Okay.
If you want to find out the differences between D66 and D77, check out his MySpace page. I've given you a clue, Tony. What is his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/D66 No, I've lost it.
D77.
Oh.
This is booty shaking. This is punk blues. Booty shaking. And bend on, baby, keep hopping round. Get woogie, get anyhow. Booty shake, boogie shake. Say what now? I say you got a girl. Now, baby, leave home anyhow. Booty shaking. Crazy. Round rain. Here all night.
boogie shit. Boogie shit.
Corn Rocket Boogaloo, that's taken from.
Nice.
Which is a four-track EP. I think they're all available for download on his MySpace page. And he will be on our top 24 this week on MySpace. So yep, make sure that you check that out. I don't think he's got his own website. But I really like that. I really like that. It's real harsh and
real.
And apparently, he did that whole thing in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And it does not sound like that's been recorded in the bedroom, does it?
Yeah.
That is not in any way fucking Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh, God.
I feel sorry for D66's neighbours, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because he turned that up to 11 to record that. Fucking great.
Right.
Well.
Yes.
Two things for me to talk about here before we play the last song. First up, we haven't been mentioning Turtle Talk Nonsense very much of late because we've been so busy on the show, and I think it's only fair we should have a bit of a chat about them this week because they are our favourite podcast.
They are.
And I've met them, and
you've
Skyped them. Fuck Skype!
Yeah, I did Skype them.
Right.
Sorry about that.
So, like, we know them. We know them properly, and we like them, and I listened to their show this week. Really, really enjoyed it.
Okay.
But once again, Phil McCracken Whitcomb was a triumph. An absolute triumph. And he's even started doing jokes.
All right.
And Phil McCracken Whitcomb has asked if he can play my comedy club when he comes over. Now, we don't really do short sets at the club. We don't really have new acts trying things out.
No.
But should Phil make it over, I would like to formally invite him to my comedy club. It's the first Friday of each month, approx, in Hitchin in Hertfordshire. Find out more about it, lastminutecomedy.com, Phil. Do a bit of research. There's a map on the website.
Yep.
It's a great club. It's great fun. And, Phil, we can spare you 5 minutes if you want to come on and do some of those quality gags of yours. There you go.
Man.
We've thrown down the gauntlet for you. He also did some impersonations.
Right.
And they did... he cut in me reading out Jeff Ugly Shoes haikus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Japanese. Did have a problem with Phil's... And, indeed, Scott. Scott's pronunciation of Equus... It's not that fucking hard. It's a pretty well-known play, guys. But great show. Really good fun. TotalTalkNonsense.com. They're on our MySpace Top 24.
Yes.
We listen every week.
Yep.
We strongly recommend you do too. I like to think of it as... it's a kind of... it's an alternate take on whatever's been happening that week in the States. Yeah. It's
be
like,
it movies, film... movies and films. And events and news.
It's political...
Yep.
And sweary.
Yes.
An ideal combination.
And as juvenile as us.
More so, I
more
think.
More so.
More so. I think they make us look quite grown up.
Bloody hell.
But then I would say that you've got a bogey hanging out your nose.
Oh, sorry about that. Black face.
So.
Yes.
Saturday night, I booked the night off.
You did.
It's summer in the... it's Party in the Park in Mansfield.
Yep. Kind of week long music event.
Which is a couple of decent artists and a load of shite.
Yes.
The decent artists were Charlie Starr and the Boogie Children.
Yep.
Oh, Eight Lives Down were on as well.
Okay. Right.
Now, we didn't go because we've been invited to our mate Luke Puke, who is photographed on the website, is in our band.
Yep, in the Chavs.
His birthday party and housewarming.
Yes.
Now, I didn't get him a card or a present.
No.
We got him 2 bottles of wine and 12 cans of lager. I think that's quite a good gift, right?
I'm getting a bottle of vodka.
You drove down there.
Yep.
Because, why? You had to be up early next morning.
Because the next morning, quite early, I drive to my family's in Lincoln.
And you gave us a lift there.
Yes.
You gave us a lift there. And as we were going to the party, bearing in mind that me and the Prophet Miss Edwards had already had smoke.
Yes.
Right, and we're a little lightheaded. We're going down the hill towards their house. And Luke's girlfriend, Lydia... had said, let's make it fancy dress. Let's make it a pirate party.
Yeah.
And everyone was a bit piratey, but there were lots and lots of pirates there.
Yeah.
We didn't know that at the time.
No.
We're driving down the hill, you're slowing down, parking up where we think the house is, and you're looking at the houses down the street, Tony.
Looking at the numbers, going, there's 19.
At the numbers, going, I wonder which house it is. At which point, either myself or the proper Mrs. Edwards said, it's probably the house with all the pirates in the front garden. There's half a dozen pirates in the front garden. You're going, number seven.
Oh, Pirates.
Oh, that one. Wouldn't it have been brilliant, though?
If that hadn't been the one.
If that wasn't the one, yeah.
No, mate, we're the party next door.
No, oh, no, yeah, no, we are just a house of pirates.
Oh, and by the way, yarr.
But we had a really good time at that party. I got absolutely smashed.
There were some nice looking pirates there.
There were. Yeah. I said some things to people I probably shouldn't have done.
No.
I must apologise publicly to Charlie Starr, who is a wonderful and attractive woman.
Yes.
Yes. And very talented.
Lovely person.
Lovely person.
So, I was quite
really
sober
nice
that night.
Girl.
Everyone else wasn't.
Well, you were entirely sober.
Obviously.
And everyone else was off their fucking nuts, mate.
Jesus.
And Sam from Monkey Fist looked hilarious.
He had his little number on from Anne Summers. His little surgeon outfit.
Well, Sam had got this huge... He's got a big fella, and he'd got this big surgeon's outfit that he'd written in bio on it, Nip Fuck.
Nip Fuck.
Just covered himself in blood.
From Anne Summers.
Just another
one. See, I can't understand that, because Anne Summers, you know, buy your sexy clothes from there, like a surgeon's outfit.
Yeah.
Now, I can get the nurse thing, and I'll get the whatever else thing, but a surgeon?
Yeah, but it's so you can play doctors and nurses, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Isn't it?
I suppose, yeah. Well, it's just wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Anyway.
They dress up like a schoolgirl, you dress up like a monkey. Personal preference, mate. Not you.
Yeah, well, that
one.
Was only the
one
once.
Wanda. Yeah, I know.
And she liked the chimps. What can I say? If you're listening... Anyway.
Blimey, that sounded like a monkey pirate.
Yarr.
Yarr, give me a banana. Give me a banana. That would be an Irish pirate with an interest in fruit. Hey, do you know what?
What?
I was always an avid enthusiast of fruit-related biblical artifacts.
Right.
Until I went on a quest to find the coconut of Nazareth. By the time I got there, it had already been desiccated. Have you lost the will to live?
Just did. I got one eye exploded and I just don't really know what to do anymore.
So, last track.
Yes.
Last track. At least I told that joke, right? You're nothing without me! Last track. We had Riot Squad in the studio this evening on our proper show.
Yes, we did.
Make of that what you will. And we played a track off... They've got an album out which is called No Potential Threat. And it's kind of... It's a few EPs from the past... And then some bonus tracks, and I love it because it's an 8-track album with 13 bonus tracks.
Now that's good, isn't it? Now, money that.
We're going to play one of the bonus tracks tonight as our last song.
All right,
we love Riot Squad.
Is it sweary?
Slightly. We love Riot Squad. We played them on the show quite a bit. We'll be playing them again in a few weeks' time as well when we do a local band special, because Riot Squad are local to us. In that most of them live in and around Mansfield. The track right. And we need to do the website. Website, right? Mm-hmm. Only got a MySpace form now, because the old website, riot-squad.co.uk, is gone.
Oh, good, because I thought, that's the one I knew.
Now, you've got to think about when Riot Squad formed, Tone, to get this MySpace page.
All right.
Go for it.
MySpace.com / Riot Squad 76.
Oh, that ate you. MySpace.com / Riot Squad 1981.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not that bad, though.
It's not that bad. You just added on 5 years to a bunch of blokes that would quite happily kill you.
Yeah, I'm thinking Star Wars again.
Yeah. But the best thing about it is that Ched, the bass player, right, who is now a skinhead, wasn't in those days. And there's a photograph of him in the inside cover, and the rest of the band were skinheads at the time. And it just looked like, what were Riot Squad doing in Ken Dodd's dressing room? He's just got this
enormous.
He's got this enormous.
Yes.
Hair.
Okay.
But we're going to play a song by them now, which is off this CD. Strongly recommend that you track it down and buy it. You can buy it through CaptainOi.com, who also have a MySpace, MySpace.com/CaptainOi. I could have given you the chance to do that, Tony. It would have made any difference. You've already lost this week. This is it. Now, Riot Squad was set up in Mansfield, which was a mining town in the 1980s.
Yeah.
That was really not very well treated by the government administration of the time. And it gives me great pleasure, normally during this show, Because guess what, Tone?
What's that?
I haven't got any pants on. But it gives me great pleasure to play this song now. This is by Riot Squad. This goes out to anyone in the Grantham area. This is called Fuck the Tories. We got a fantastic MySpace comment that I don't think I actually read out this week that said, I love the 3-minute preview you do on your MySpace page because it sounds like an answer phone message. Can you imagine getting an answer phone message of ours?
No.
That would be outrageous!
But hey, do we mention that? That every week we record a 3-minute preview for our MySpace page and it's different every week.
Yeah!
We basically do the whole show in 3 minutes.
Well, it's an extra little thing for you to have a listen to. Yeah. It's always different from
it's
the show.
Different.
It just runs through the show, but because we've just done the whole show, we kind of go...
It's
3 minutes.
So when you finish listening to this show, we're just recording the MySpace preview straight afterwards.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
That's the glory of Punky.
In it.
It never stops.
Never stops.
Always recording.
Always.
Always looking. I saw Hamboy in Always Looking on... Friday night when I did my comedy show in Hitchin and managed to lose both of them.
I'm gonna try and get to the next one.
She left early.
Right.
He fell asleep and he then left a bit after without me noticing. She'd had enough of the place we were in drinking, and then as soon as my back turned, he left.
Right.
And walked entirely the wrong way, got a veggie burger, and used it as a pillow to go to sleep in the grounds of the library. How about that? So, a few things to do.
Yes.
Check out podriot.com. They are our gang of podcasters.
Yep.
And it's about to be one more.
Yes.
Air Out My Shorts are joining our happy gang.
Yeah.
Very pleased about that. If you get the chance, it only takes a minute. Vote for us at podcastalley.com. We need every vote we can get just to stand any chance of staying in amongst the fucking poxy voters.
Poxy bastards.
You can do it through punkyradio.com. That's the easiest way. Or if you... can leave a comment for us. Go to podcastalley.com itself. Check out the user forums, lastminutecomedy.com.
Yep.
You can still do that. Also, go to Punky Owns, our MySpace group.
It's linked from our MySpace page.
And it's run by a lovely little girl called Alex, who is in fact a bloke.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's worse.
He just looks like a big... He actually said, look, don't worry about it, I'm a long-haired ponce. I found it really funny.
You've called him the wrong name twice.
I've called him the wrong name twice.
The wrong sex.
I ain't got the wrong gender.
Brilliant!
Oh, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, you can't hear.
I like kinky sex.
This may be the world's first podcast birthday spanking.
Do you like bukkake?
Sure, we all do.
How about progressive politics?
I wouldn't want to nuke a nation if I was getting oral sex on command.
Revolution! Viva la revolution!
We still have the baby Jesus.
How about eccentric hippies? What these and I did is we saw all the live fish, and then immediately after the aquarium, we went to go eat sushi.
Yes. It's a 70s disco sex themed spanking party.
Then you'll love the Twilight and Thebes show. Visit us at www.twilightandthebes.com. That's twilightandthebes.com.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.